Ladies and gentlemen, it's time again for Children's Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the creator of Kidology.org and his faithful sidekick, Gus. In this episode, Carl and Gus discuss some very simple and practical ideas for adding some fun to your ministry. If you haven't already done so, be sure to subscribe via iTunes so you never miss an episode. Now, set aside that to-do list and listen up for some more practical ministry tips from Carl and Gus.
That was a good one, Carl. Hey, you want to hear a joke? Sure, give me your joke. Okay, here it is. You ready? What is the difference between a children's pastor and a bank CD?
A children's pastor and a bank CD? I have no idea.
One of them will eventually mature and make some money.
All right, that's pretty good.
Hey, what's that red light?
The red light means we're now recording.
Oh, the Children's Ministry Podcast has begun.
Yes, it has begun. And this is Carl, a.k.a. the Kidologist, and this is my friendly sidekick, Gus.
Friendly most of the time, that is. Hey, Carl, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is a kidologist?
You know, that's a good question. A kidologist is a kidologist. It's somebody who studies kids, someone who really wants to get to know kids and understand kids so that they can be most effective in ministry to them.
Oh, are you the only kidologist?
No, actually, it's my desire that anyone who ministers to kids would think of themselves as a kidologist, that they would really have a desire to get to know kids and understand kids so they can be really effective in their ministry.
Oh, so do you have a definition for kid?
I actually do.
I got a definition for kid.
You do?
Yeah, write this down, people. A kid is a short, sticky human who leaves a path of destruction behind him.
That's not a bad definition. But actually, the definition that I use for kid is this, that a kid is a unique individual who wants fun but needs love.
Whoa, that's deep. There is a lot packed into that definition.
And we're going to get into some of that a little later. But today, we're going to focus on that desire for fun and how to make your ministry fun.
I bet you have an acronym.
I do have an acronym for the word fun. We're going to look at each letter in the word fun, and it stands for something that you can do to make your ministry more fun.
You have an acronym for acronym, don't you? A crazy riddle of nuggets yielding meaning.
Yeah, but we used that last week.
What, we can't reuse jokes?
No, we got to use fresh material in every podcast.
Oh, man, now I got to start writing down all the jokes that I told.
Anyway, let's start with the letter F. The letter F stands for freak the kids out.
That would be fun.
No, we don't want to freak the kids out. The F stands for funny.
Whoa, you must have stayed up all night to think of that one.
All right, well, it is kind of obvious that if you want to have fun, you got to be funny. But laughter is a highway to the heart of children.
I have the heart of a child.
You do?
Yeah, it's in a jar in my dresser.
All right, I guess that's gross. But kids love to laugh. And when they're laughing, their hearts and their minds are open. And so when we do things that are funny, kids will have a lot of fun.
It sounds kind of obvious.
Yeah, but it's not natural for everybody. In fact, one children's pastor told me that one of the things he applied from a Kidology to Go conference he was at, where he went home and it applied to his ministry and it revolutionized his relationship with the kids.
Whoa, that must have been something deep and profound.
Actually, I asked him what it was and he called it the arm in the door principle.
Arm in the door principle.
See, when I explain that often when I'm going around the church and visiting different classrooms, and I would peek into a class and wave at the kids, as I left, I would let the door catch my arm and catch me in the door, and then I'd have to twist all the way around to try and get my arm out, and the kids just thought it was hysterical, just catching my arm in the door. The little kids, anyway.
Yeah, the big kids just thought you weren't too bright.
Well, I did it mostly with the younger kids. But just doing even physical things that are very simple but kind of funny, tripping, falling, bumping into things, just make kids laugh. In fact, someone submitted a great idea to the website last year. We even featured it on the homepage in the newsletter. It was called Jelly on the Face.
Jelly on the face. I've heard of pie in the face.
Well, they just suggested that you just come out when you teach with jelly on your face. I mean, how many kids have left the table with food still on their face?
That's kind of normal, unless mom says, hey, wipe your face, kid.
And so if an adult does that, which you never see,
except for you,
all right, is It's funny, and the kids would laugh at that, and they would think that's totally normal. And then you could act surprised and wipe the jelly off your face, and you've already started out your lesson with the kids laughing. You know, just doing something that causes kids to laugh, something unexpected.
I know lots of times you would just come out with some kind of costume on.
That's right. You might just come out with a sombrero on or some kind of a funny hat or a prop. And lots of times children's pastors do that because it fits their lesson, or teachers do it to illustrate something from the story. But sometimes you can do it just for the sake of being funny.
Yeah, I like your Afro wig.
I have this big, funny Afro wig that I bought. In fact, I got to tell you a great story. One time at a church that I was ministering at, we had a meet the pastor's kind of luncheon after church for new people. And a family came to that had never been to the church before. In fact, they didn't even come to children's church. And I had to give like a two-minute introduction to the children's ministry. And I thought, you know what? This is kind of a boring thing for the kids that are here, so I'm just going to do it with my Afro wig on.
You basically have no pride then.
I looked kind of silly. But I went up there, and I just wore the silly wig, and I told about our children's ministry, and of course the kids thought it was funny. And then afterward, we went around, and I took my Palm Pilot, and I was taking pictures of the kids with the wig on. And then the neatest thing happened. The next Saturday night, as I was in my side room next to my kids' church room getting ready for Sunday, I printed out those pictures of those kids, and I stuck them up on the bulletin board, and they were kind of funny. Well, the next morning, Sunday morning, in the middle of kids' church, I see this little girl in the front row, and she's crying.
Oh, no! She didn't like the songs?
No, I didn't really know why she was crying. And so someone else was leading worship, so I kind of went over to her, and I asked her, you know, what was wrong, and she couldn't really tell me. And then I recognized her as one of the girls that had been at that Meet the Pastors thing the previous week. So I said, let me show you something. So I took her back in our side room. It's kind of a door for the side. And I showed her the picture up on the bulletin board. And I said, do you see a picture up there you recognize? And she saw the picture of her wearing that silly wig. And she kind of dried her tears and smiled a little bit. And it just made her feel a lot better. But here's what's really neat. After church, I waited till said I wanted to meet her mom. And when her mom came to pick her up, I wanted to let her know.
Yeah, you had taken her in a side room during children's church.
Well, yeah. So I didn't want her going home and saying, the children's pastor took me in a side room. So when her mom came there, I said, hey, your little girl was crying. And so I brought her in here, and I showed her this picture, and she seemed to appreciate it. And then the mom teared up.
Oh, man, why do women do that? Don't they know we don't know what to do with the crying woman?
Well, her mom teared up because she told me that her daughter had an anxiety disorder, and they had been visiting several churches, and she never had gone to children's church. But that Sunday, she had said that she wanted to go back to the church with the guy with the funny hair. And she was able to go into the children's church and even sit in the front row. And then the fact that I had that picture of her and remembered her meant so much to her. And you know what? They continued to come to the church, and I got to meet her sisters. In fact, one day we spent a great Labor Day out on a boat with that family. And they're just a great family. They still go to that church. All because of a crazy, silly wig
that you were willing to put on and make a fool of yourself, basically.
So do things that are funny and make kids laugh. And sometimes God will actually use those very humorous things for some very serious ministry results.
Okay, what's the letter U?
The letter U is underwear!
Underwear? Yeah, you just say the word underwear and kids laugh.
Okay, but we're talking about children's church, okay?
Underoos are fun to wear. You can wear them anywhere.
What are you doing?
Don't you remember underoos?
All right, you're really dating me here.
Matt, you still wear your Star Wars underoos, don't you?
Okay, enough of the underwear, okay? The U stands for unexpected.
Unexpected.
Yeah, do something unexpected, and kids will find that really fun. I mean, they may come into the classroom, and you've just rearranged the room, made the chairs face a different way, all right? Maybe you move the classroom outside.
Oh, that'd be cool, especially in the winter.
All right, in fact, one time I did my Sunday school class on the roof of the church. We went for a little walk, and we saw the stairs that went up, and we pretended to pick it with a paper clip, but I had the key in my pocket, and we went up there, and the kids didn't even notice that there was already kid-sized chairs up there on the roof, and we were able to have Sunday school on the roof of the church. I mean, they probably still remember that, all right?
I know what you could do.
What?
You could go take your class to the senior pastor's office, to the holy of holies of the church, and they could think that was kind of cool.
They might think that was pretty cool. Maybe you just walk around the church. If your story is any kind of walking.
Yeah, like a Jericho walking around the walls.
Walk around the church 7 times while you tell the story. Just do something unexpected, and it makes a huge difference. I remember one time when the kids all came to kids' church, and I had the construction tape totally blocking the door, and I just had a sign that said, go to the gym. The kids came into the gym, and there wasn't any chairs set up. There was just me with a big old bucket of candy. Yeah, I bet that made you instantly popular. They loved it. And as the kids came up to me, I just explained that I've hidden a smiley face somewhere in the gym. And if you find it and come whisper in my ear where it is without pointing or giving it away, I would give them a piece of candy. Oh, man, I bet kids were running all over like crazy people. They were. They were searching for this smiley. But the thing was, there was really nowhere in the gym to hide a smiley. What I had done, oh, you're going to give away the secret to all the people listening? I had taken a giant smiley, and I had used the church lift, and I had placed it on the ceiling of the gymnasium, way up high on one of the air conditioning ducts. Whoa, did any kids find it? Actually, a couple of kids did, and they would get the candy, and they actually ended up misleading other kids because they didn't really want to give away where it was. What, you turned them into little false prophets? And then one time, this sweet little girl, as she whispered in my ear, she couldn't help the urge to point up, and she said, "Pastor Carl, it's on the roof." And of course, all the kids looked up, and it was a mad dash for the candy. And that's when I put the lid on and said, "Game over!" And then everybody sat down. But it was a great lesson, because then I talked about how people spend their whole lives searching for happiness, and they're searching earth. I get it, but oh, true happiness can only be found by looking up. That's right, by looking up. And you know what? That smiley is still on the roof of that gymnasium. It's been 7 or 8 years or something like that, and I've had high schoolers who were having an overnight or sleeping in there or happen to look up and see it, who come back to me and say, "Carl, that smiley is still on the ceiling of the gym." And I say, "That's right. And do you remember why?" "Yeah." And they go, "Yeah, yeah, I know. We're supposed to look up to find true happiness." But see, there's a lesson that those kids remember for years, and it's because it was unexpected. I bet if you taught the same lesson just in the normal room, just telling them, they would have forgotten it by now. They would. So creating unexpected memories makes a huge difference in helping them know. I remember you used to have your lesson plan ripped up. Oh, yeah. I would have a fake lesson plan and have a secret agent sometimes deliver me a lesson and say, "This is so important. You have to teach this to the children." And I would just visually rip up my lesson and say, "Well, we better do this lesson." Huh. And the kids really glued in because you even looked like you were caught off guard. That's right. So do the unexpected. And then the N is do something nifty. Well, nifty's good. That's not it, though. Do something nice. Well, we should do something nice. We could do something narcoleptic. All right, the last one is the word new. Do something new, all right? There are magic words to children. If you say, "I've got something new," wham, bam, the room is silent. That's right, because kids love things that are new. And we so quickly get stuck in a rut of just doing the same thing. You can change the room you meet in. You can change the appearance of the room. You can change the teacher by wearing a wigs and things. You can change your appearance, or you can even bring in a guest speaker or bring in someone and interview them. You can change the media that you use. Yeah, videos are really popular right now. Yeah, videos aren't amazing to kids because they live in a video world. You could show a flannel graph. Well, you could use flannel graph. In fact, a lot of people laugh about how old and outdated flannel graph is. Most kids have never even seen a flannel graph. And I have brought out a flannel graph set and had the kids laughing hysterically. Yeah, because the characters are always pointing the wrong way or falling off, and it can be hysterical. Use a slide strip projector. You probably have one of those in the closet somewhere at church. And get that slide projector out and show it. I have some really ancient film strips from the 50s, and they can be fun to show to the kids. You've even taken blank ones and made your own. That's right. You can buy blank film strips and get some permanent overhead markers, fine tip ones, and actually draw the Bible story on the film strips and show a film strip that you made yourself. There's all kinds of things you can do, from drawing it and then giving away the poster. Just change something. In fact, change something just for the sake of changing sometime. Yeah, I bet a lot of teachers get pretty predictable. Yeah, that might be a good question to ask yourself. How predictable am I? You want some ideas for new things to do? Survey the kids. Ask the kids what they wish you would do in children's church. You'll get some pretty crazy ideas. You will. And you know what? Some of them are just not possible. Some of them are ridiculous. Some of them are just a pain in the neck to do. But you know what? If you do them, the kids will be engaged and they'll love it. Hey, remember that kid that didn't want to go to Disney World because he was afraid he might miss something in kids' church? That's actually happened several times where I've had parents tell me that they wanted to leave Friday after school on a spring break trip down to Walt Disney World, and the kids insisted that they leave Sunday after church. And the quote I was given was, "We can't miss church because we never know what Pastor Carl's going to do." You create that kind of fun, unexpected, and new environment, and kids will be begging to come to church.
Oh, man. So we've got some great ideas here. We got to think of ways to be funny. We got to think of some things we can do that are totally unexpected. And we got to be willing to try new things.
And the great thing about new things is if it flops, that's all right. You never have to do it again. But the fact that you tried something new will engage the kids.
So that's great. So a definition of a kid is a unique individual who wants fun but needs love.
And in our next podcast, we're going to talk about 4 things you can do to really help kids feel loved.
Oh, this was fantastic. Hey, I want to do something really unexpected right now.
What are you going to do? Gus?
Ha! You didn't expect me to do nothing, did you?
All right, yeah, that was really funny. All right, well, until next time, this is Carl Bastian,
the kidologist, and his faithful, intelligent, secret to his success sidekick, Gus.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Okay, I think it's off now. Yeah, it really is.
Thanks for sharing some of your valuable ministry time with us. Tune in next time as Carl and Gus discuss insightful ways that you can show love to kids. Have you logged on to Kidology.org yet? You can share ideas and connect with thousands of other children's ministry leaders from around the world, all online at Kidology.org. As a bonus for listening this far, enter discount code WKDB and get a free extra month when you join Carl's site. Until next time, see you on Kidology.org.